I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode here on the No Ceilings NBA podcast feed and YouTube channel. I am Stephen Gillespie, and ladies and gentlemen, I have another prospect interview for you coming up as the 2024 NBA draft is approaching. You probably heard of this young man. He's around 6'6", 220-ish pounds from Fort Worth, Texas, played at Louisiana Tech. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm joined today by Isaiah Crawford. Isaiah, how's everything going for you today, bro?
Everything's going well, man. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you for having me.
Yeah, man, and I appreciate you being available to talk and to kind of share a little bit about your journey coming into the NBA. And we'll talk about the draft here in a little bit, but I always like to kind of open with this icebreaker, man. Like, what got you into basketball? Like, how did you come to fall in love with the game?
I say my dad. He introduced me for sure. Just being around him and his friends and teammates, and just going to the gym with him and watching him hoop, and just getting up shots myself, just felt good, and just kind of felt inspired to play basketball as well.
That's awesome, man. And let's talk about your high school playing days a little bit. You had a very decorated career coming out of Texas. You were 65-10 in two varsity seasons, had a couple of district titles. You averaged 18 points per game, almost 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 blocks, and 2 steals. I think people think about like certain areas of the country as like basketball areas. And I know Texas is a little bit more so of like a football state, right? Can you talk to us a little bit about what the basketball scene is like?
Yeah, especially the recent years. Like, it's been a whole bunch of, especially like DFW guys coming through. And not just coming through, like, they coming through college and dominating college and then going to the NBA and doing their thing. There's a lot of guys, especially my class in 2020, that's a lot of guys you can name that's been doing great in college and good in the NBA as well. So we had a deep class.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that, you know, that Fort Worth, Dallas area, I think it's pretty slept on as like a basketball hotbed, because again, you know, we talk about, you know, California is a big one, or Chicago or New York City, you know, places like that. And I feel like Texas gets slept on a little bit in that regard. But we talked about how great of a high school, you know, kind of career that you had there. What was your recruitment process like for, you know, being as talented as you were at basketball?
Going to college?
Yes.
It was pretty good. I felt like kind of that whole process was maybe a little late because I wasn't getting as recruited like as everyone else. But no, I had offers from a couple places and interest from some places as well. But I feel like Louisiana Tech definitely was the one that stood out the most and just the one I was most interested in for sure.
What drew that level of interest from you, Isaiah? Like, why did you choose to play for Louisiana Tech?
I would say Coach Hester first, just getting to meet with him. I met him at a high school tournament in Arlington, Texas, after one of our games. Got to meet with him, felt like a great dude and a great person, and just getting to know him and then taking that visit to Louisiana Tech to meet Coach Conklin, and just that whole environment there in Ruston just felt good.
I mean, it had to feel good, man, because you've had some really good seasons playing for them. But I would say before your last, your two more recent seasons, Isaiah, you've had a couple of rough years, you know, and I feel like, you know, this isn't like a secret for a lot of us who kind of like follow the draft or who follow college basketball. You know, after a great start to your freshman season, you suffered a season-ending injury. You come back the next year and you have a heck of a year, right? Like a fantastic season. And then you come into, you know, that third year with a little bit of momentum for a couple of games, and then you have yet another injury.
Yeah.
What kept you wanting to play basketball after that second injury, Isaiah? Because I feel like a lot of people might have said, you know, maybe this isn't for me. Like, were you down on yourself at all? Or, like, how did you get through that process?
Just trying to stay positive and know what my end goal was. Just me wanting to get to the highest level of basketball as possible. Knowing what I could do with the game of basketball as well, and, you know, who I'm doing it for. So just keeping that positive mindset of, you know, this is another setback, but, you know, I've been through it before. So that second injury wasn't, you know, as bad. So,
I mean, setbacks lead to comebacks, right? So, sure. I mean, you came in for that 2022-2023 season. You play and start in every game for Tech, and that had to have felt nice. You know, after a couple injuries, you come in, you play well, you average close to 14 points per game, over 5 boards, almost 3 assists, almost 2 steals, and about a block on 50-40-73 splits. I mean, how did you feel coming off of that second injury, coming into that 2022-2023 season?
Yeah, I felt good. I mean, kind of expected highly of myself and just expected to improve more just as my years are going by, and just the things that I was saying off the court and what I could improve and what I could help my team improve as well. So,
and I would say that you did a great job of helping that team improve. I'm curious though, Isaiah, after that year, you know, you've shown some promise during that year, and like I said, 2 years prior to that, what were you kind of thinking at the end of that season in terms of like your NBA potential? Were you, you know, getting a lot of good feedback? Were you thinking that you might not quite be ready at that point? Like, what was your mindset after a strong season following that second injury?
Yeah, my mindset was good. It was always positive. I think it was always positive feedback from teams, but obviously the main thing was they wanted to see me healthy and without a brace. So I feel like they believed in my abilities, even when I was junior and all that stuff. And just obviously just the injuries, they wanted to see me, you know, be healthy for a full season. So,
yeah, I mean, and you strung together your second consecutive season playing all the way through. You came back to Louisiana Tech and put together your best season of your college career.
Yeah,
it didn't seem to me or like to a lot of people that transferring out of Tech was even on the table or a consideration. How important was it for you to finish your time at Louisiana Tech?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I mean, it was very important. I mean, also, Coach Hester ended up being the head coach there, and he was the one that recruited me to Louisiana Tech. So I just wanted to be loyal to him and try to kick off his head coaching career off the right way, for sure. That was one of my main things that I was thinking about. So just trying to help him and stay in a place where I'm comfortable and where I know almost everybody in Ruston, and everybody knows me, and just felt like a family environment there.
For sure, man. And one thing I want to ask you is, like, the Conference USA doesn't obviously get the same amount of coverage or publicity as, you know, several like the Big East or the ACC or the Pac-12, you know, but there's a lot of good programs there. Like, what would you say to those who are kind of curious about the level of competition within Conference USA?
Yeah, I say it's a very good competition in Conference USA. Just a very competitive group of teams and programs. Very hard-nosed, mostly focusing on defense. I think this past year we had a lot of great defensive teams in that conference. So a very hard-nosed group of teams for sure. So it wasn't easy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to be honest, though, you kind of made it look a little easy, though. I mean, with how you played, right? You scored over 16 points per game, 6 boards, 2.5 assists, over 2 steals, and almost 2 blocks per game. And again, splits of 49, 41, and 73. Boiling that down, Isaiah, you had your strongest year. Your mindset coming into your last year obviously had, you know, potential pro implications. You know, what was the thought about the team, though, right? Because, I mean, obviously you have individual aspirations and stuff like that, but what was the mindset of the team at large?
Just trying to do the best we possibly can and pick up, you know, from where we did that past season. That past season went the best that Tech has had. So just trying to pick that up from there and then just create our own history for sure. And I feel like that whole group was a great group and very mature as well, and wanted to just do nothing but win and try to improve each other.
Yeah, I mean, again, you had a fantastic season, though, Isaiah, and you get invited to Portsmouth and you have a pretty good outing there, right? I think Portsmouth, that tournament is kind of interesting, right? Where I feel like it's a lot of people all kind of striving for the same thing, and it's like quickly assembled. What do you kind of think of that environment, though, where it's like a lot of, I don't want to frame this like the wrong way, but it's a lot of individuals where you've kind of completed your time at college for the most part, and you're trying to work to get the attention of NBA teams. You know, what was your mindset going in there, and what was your kind of like overall feel for the Portsmouth Invitational?
Yeah. So I said overall feel was great. It was a great experience and great environment. Especially when we got to the interviews, I didn't know really that, you know, I would say that many teams were interested in me and kind of knew who I am. So just going there at that point was a great experience and great thing for me to know that, you know, teams were interested and they were looking at me. And then the experience at Portsmouth was great as well. I came in already kind of having that preconceived notion of, like, you're not going to be getting the ball a whole lot and you're not going to be scoring like you was at Tech. So for my coaches and previous players that I know that was at Portsmouth for just telling me, you know, you got to do other things to try to impact the game. And I feel like that's going to be my way to get into the next level. So I just had that mindset of that and just tried to implement that in the games.
I mean, I feel like you did a great job because now, Isaiah, you're preparing for the draft, and it's kind of an interesting turn of events for you once the Portsmouth Invitational wrapped up to where, you know, you declared that you were staying in afterward, right? And I know that you're preparing for the draft now and that you have workouts with teams. Like, what's this time of your life been like, though, man? Because, I mean, you're one chapter is closed, and now you're embarking on this next new journey for you. I mean, it's huge for you, your family, I mean, your future. How are you taking this whole thing in?
Yeah, like I said, I'm taking it all in. It's been a long process. I think I started workouts before. I know before the G League. I don't know if I started before the Portsmouth, but it's been a long process, and you know, I'm enjoying it, just going to different stages I've never been to. So just taking that all in and then just going to the different teams and different events and just trying to do my best and take in all the information that people are telling me.
That's awesome, man. And we don't have to get into the specifics because I don't want you to like share information that you don't necessarily want to. But like, what's been kind of like, if you could give me maybe your favorite moment that you've experienced so far, kind of like post tournament, like you're working out for all these teams, like has there been a particular like drill or matchup or anything like, or like city that you visited, like fun time, anything like that?
Throughout the workouts, I've usually been staying overnight, so I couldn't really explore the city much. But, you know, when I reach down and I'll be in California, somewhere I've never been before, just finally getting, you know, into California was a great experience because, you know, obviously California is California. So
pretty busy compared to, you know, like Louisiana portions of Texas, right?
Sure, for sure. And just going around different cities and just taking it all in, and also trying to tell myself that this will be the NBA life. So just try to get used to it as much as possible.
That's awesome, man. I want to ask you, with teams obviously having interest in you, they've seen you work out. I'm sure you've already talked to NBA teams, but, you know, I always like to ask this question just to get like a player's perspective of themselves, right? So Isaiah, you've probably already had this conversation several times, but what can an NBA team expect to get in you if they wanted to invest in bringing you into their organization?
The first few weeks back at school set the tone for the entire year. But with new teachers, schedules, and expectations, it can feel like a lot. If you're looking to help your child start strong and stay confident, I've been using IXL to make that transition so much easier. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, it adapts to each child's level and pace, making it easy to spot and close learning gaps in just a few minutes a day before those gaps can snowball. Plus, it's trusted nationwide. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL, and it's used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. It's an easy, cost-effective way to get kids back into a learning routine and walking into class feeling ready and reassured. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Just a versatile player, somebody that can do many things on the court, whether that be me playmaking or rebounding, doing the little things, whether that's me hitting a shot, drawing fouls, defending 1 through 4, like just doing anything possible. So, yeah, I would say that.
Okay. You've been watching the finals?
I have.
What's your take so far?
Yeah, just it looks like the Celtics are just, it's a lot. They have a lot of pieces and they're all knocking down shots. Porzingis is back, and he's creating a mismatch problem for Dallas a lot. And, you know, the Celtics got a whole lot of pieces. That's what I'm saying, for sure.
Okay, who are you looking forward to locking down in the NBA first? Like, who's the first guy that you want to match up against?
I don't know about locking down yet, but first person for sure, seeing Kawhi Leonard. Just seeing him and then maybe just guarding him a possession or LeBron or something would be amazing. It'd be a blessing for sure. To play against them.
Awesome stuff, man. Is there, for people who might not have like seen you play before, like how would you describe your game? And like, are there any players that, I'm not going to say compare, right? Because I think a lot of people think like one for one when they compare somebody, but like, do you have players that you like kind of steal from their game or like look to implement into your bag or anything like that?
Yeah. So, during my college time, I was watching a whole lot of Kawhi Leonard, just on both ends on the court and how he defends and get deflections and just how he creates havoc on the defensive end. And then on the offensive side, just him getting to his spots and him having a calm demeanor throughout the whole game and throughout the whole season. Like, seems like nothing bothered him at all. And, you know, that's how I kind of want to be just throughout my games, throughout my career, just unbothered, gets to my spot, doesn't talk a lot, just plays his own game.
Yeah, I can see that, man. And, like, there are certain players that I think that you kind of compare favorably to. And you know, to an extent, I think Kawhi is one of those where you're obviously dominant on both sides of the ball. You've been a pretty consistent three-point shooter, despite some people thinking that it's like on low volume. But every healthy year you've played, you've been a good three-point shooter, right? So it's like, I feel like the consistency is there. And then defensively, I love the way that, you know, Tech did a great job of kind of like putting you in different positions. You know, I don't think that you're like even locked in positionally on the defensive side, because you can do so many different things on the floor. And I'm sure that's why NBA teams are so interested in continuing to bring you in and have you work out.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Well, Isaiah, man, I won't keep you. I want to thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you working to get this interview done in the midst of your very busy time. We have a lot of big fans of you over here at No Ceilings. But before we close, man, I just want to give you an opportunity to let the people know where they might be able to follow you, like on social media, and keep up with your journey as you're soon to be lacing it up in the NBA, man.
Yes, sir. My Instagram is zay.croft, Z-A-A-Y dot C-R-A-D-L, say, Zay, Z-A-A-Y dot C-R-A-W-F. And then my Twitter is isozay, I-S, three O's, and then Z-A-A-Y.
I'm not going to lie, man. You're a hard person to find on Twitter, but like after speaking to you and you wanting to lay low, like it totally makes sense, right? So again, Isaiah, I just thank you so much for your time, man. And for all you watching and listening, thank you for continuing to follow along with No Ceilings. Please stay tuned as we're going to have draft guides and mock drafts and big boards continue to be posted. We're going to continue our draft lottery pieces on specific teams, and we'll have more player interviews coming up. But again, Isaiah, thank you so much for your time, man. And we'll be wishing the best of luck. And don't be a stranger. Don't be too big time for us now, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having me, man. Appreciate you.
Yes. All right. Yeah, man. Y'all have a good one.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.